Support for Alaska Public Media On Demand comes from Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, marking 47 years of commitment to operating the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. Learn more at alyeskapipeline.com.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude rose from $71.84 per barrel to $75.57 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate also rose from $66.21 per barrel to $69.21 per barrel. On U.S. military bases around the world, commissaries are essentially the same as grocery stores. But there's a key difference. They're mandated to offer prices that won't turn a profit. So when the commissary on Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage recently won an award, I decided to pay a visit. It looks and feels like any big chain supermarket. There's fresh produce, frozen goods, and a deli section. Assistant Store Director Ernest Woody gives me a tour.
Here is the fresh meats. This is something unique about the commissary that everybody goes crazy about.
The Jay Bear Commissary was named the nation's best commissary in June by the Defense Commissary Agency, a branch of the U.S. Department of Defense that operates these stores on military bases worldwide. Stores were judged on a variety of categories, including sales, customer surveys, safety, organization, and an overall friendly environment. Commissaries are exclusively for the military community and their families, including retirees, Guard, and Purple Heart recipients. They sell food and household goods at often lower prices than civilian stores, saving shoppers at least 25% on their overall bill. In Anchorage, where the cost of living is over 20% higher than the national average, shoppers say the savings are especially appreciated. Woody says the biggest deals are on refrigerated items like meat and cleaning supplies.
Unlike a grocery store, we're not going to increase our prices to pay the utility bills for the building. They don't charge for the weight, for the transportation. Everything is under contract. Our prices don't increase or inflate to pay that off.
Commissaries are required to set prices with no profit built in. Besides a 5% surcharge on all purchases that's reinvested to fund basic costs, according to DECA. Those savings are a big deal in a state like Alaska, where more than 10% of the state's population are veterans and 3% are active duty. When egg prices soared earlier this year across the country, a dozen at the commissary never cost more than $4.25. Certain frozen dinners are more than $2 cheaper than a regular grocery store, and ground beef costs roughly half the price per pound. The savings are a huge reason shoppers like Marie Pelton buy groceries at the commissary.
We could not survive without the commissary here in Alaska. The cost of living is a little higher, so we get really good deals here, and the prices are great. It's just, I don't know how people do it on the outside. It's a great, great place.
Pelton's family bounced around bases across the country before her husband retired from the Navy and they settled in Alaska. Wherever they were stationed, she says the commissary was a go-to for military families like hers. She wasn't surprised the Jay Bear Commissary won an award.
The people are really friendly. We've become friends with a few of the checkers, and that's really nice to see the same people every day at the deli counter and at the checkout. So it's more than just the commissary, it's the people.
The Jay Bear Commissary won the same award in 2016 and 2017. The store carries over 20,000 different products, most of which can be found at a typical grocery store, but it also sells international goods like seasonings, sauerkraut, and sausages. James Fry, originally from Michigan, wasn't too surprised about the award either. The 67-year-old Coast Guard veteran comes here about 3 times a week and says he rarely shops anywhere else.
I cruise the aisles and get my steps in, buy some fresh stuff, you know, get some variety. They have some good meat deals, especially on beef, compared to the rest of Anchorage.
Shopping at the commissary makes Fry's money go further because he frequently cooks for himself, which is more expensive per person compared to shopping for a family. Woody, the assistant store manager, previously worked at commissaries in Europe, but he says the one on J-Bear is one of the best he's worked at.
The employees here are great. They're wonderful. I mean, I wouldn't change them for anything else.
The team is going after the award again next year. On J-Bear, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report.